Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Serious blues guitar there. 23 after the hour. We're spinning some platters and talking small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, at your service, having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller, one of the great people on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Her website is LoisGellerMarketing.com. Did I say that right, Lois?
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Got to stick the group in there, folks. And mine is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. I hope you check that out, too. But go to Lois's first, because she's the best. Lois is also the author of Customers for Keeps and Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Marketing. That's two of her many books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Lois, we're talking about the advantages that small business owners have In the marketplace today. There's so many. We went in the last 20 years, we've gone from being sort of the stepchild of the marketplace to actually being faster and prettier and more efficient and more profitable sometimes, more effective than the big companies. And one of the things that I've talked a lot about lately, Lois, is how customers are looking for new things to differentiate themselves, to differentiate the people they do business with. There was a time when competition, being competitive, was the only thing, meaning I got to have price, product, service, selection, etc. But now customers expect that from everybody. And so if they got two people in front of them and they're kind of the same, they're going to deliver about the same thing, they're looking for another reason to pick left, the one on the left, one on the right. And I believe that more and more, they're going to start looking for that differentiator to be in the area of values. What do these people stand for? Do I like how they do business? Do I like the way that they think about their job, their work? And what do you think about that?
Well, I think that is one of the most important things that we're seeing as a trend. And that's why all the websites that we're working on now include blogs, because that's really the voice of the owner of the business and their vision, and their value system. So on this particular website that we were talking about, Fashion Awards, we have, talk of the gown, and it talks about how the gown or the outfit that comes through the dry cleaner actually goes to this place, goes to the New York Public Library, likes to read, and you can hear the voice of the owner and the way she thinks. We say that she doesn't go to flashy places, she goes to fine places, in that way she's like me. And then she always talks about it's guaranteed. Somebody went and dropped some wine on a thing, but she guaranteed that it would be cleaned. And that guarantee is something that's a lot more compelling.
And not just reading it, but hearing it come out of her mouth.
Exactly.
Is part of the demonstration of values, folks. And that's what I meant earlier when I said, when I said that now this is something small business owners can do that big companies can't do, because when you hear the owner say, I guarantee this will be like you want it, or we'll fix it, or whatever, and you understand what their quality of philosophy is, when you hear that coming from the owner, that's values on steroids, and people gravitate to that, and that's the big differentiator, isn't it, these days?
I think it really is. I just had a bad experience on an airline coming from Philadelphia, and when I tweeted about it and I Facebooked and I blogged about it, because I was so upset that they were awful to me, and I got terrible customer care, and I got no answer.
Which airline was it?
It was US Airways.
Yeah. Okay.
And they canceled a flight, and it was just awful. And the answer I got from them, from the social media people on mm-hmm. Twitter, was our ground crew are trained to be courteous, and they're always patient with a customer. Well, I'm a very nice person, and I was being very nice. I wasn't screaming.
Nobody could be hateful to Lois Geller.
I'm very courteous. I was being so nice, and they were being so nasty, you know. And yet, he's giving me this pat.
He's telling you, obviously, you're wrong, Lois.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But a small business owner has to stand by what they say.
What they just did when they came back to you, Lois. What US Air did when they came back to you was they did the opposite of values.
Yes, they did.
That was anti-values.
That was anti-values.
Right. And so you're proving my point. When I say that, when we say that small business owners have an advantage these days, the new expectations of customers, Lois, is playing right into the hands of small business owners if they'll just get it across their head, into their heads, that they have this advantage and start taking advantage of it.
And that's why I'm really so excited about reading your new book about the age of the customer, because the whole paradigm has changed in that way.
That's right.
And the customer is in the lead. I mean, I will continue to blog and Twitter and Facebook about what happened to me there, because I don't want it to happen to anybody else.
Yep. And this is how things get changed these days. 20 years ago, you couldn't have made a difference. Now you can. Hey, Lois, I need your website one more time, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Don't forget the group. And Lois, hey, thanks for being here. Good job, as
so
always.
Much.
Come back soon.
You.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, we love her, don't we? Yeah, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.